Hello.
Hello, Mother.
Hello, my darling. How are you? I'm fine. How are you?
Thank you, darling. I'm
fine. What about you? Any news?
Nothing. Everything's fine. What are you doing?
Oh, nothing. As usual. I haven't called it a bad time, have I?
No, it's fine. Go on, I can talk. I wasn't busy.
What do you mean you're not busy? No customers today? Well, yes, we do have a few customers. Why do you ask?
Oh, then you're not leaving your office at all today.
What?
I said you're not leaving your office
at all today, right? You're staying in? Yes, I have to stay in the office. I have to give up this place next week. I've got a few things to do. Why? Oh, nothing. I just asked. I was a bit worried, that's all.
Don't worry, darling.
When are you coming back?
In a few days' time.
Okay, then. Tell me the date when you've decided, okay? Mother, I have to go. I can't talk anymore, okay?
Okay. Take
care of yourself, my darling, okay? You take care as well, Mum.
Okay.
Goodbye. Goodbye, my darling. Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Haven't called at a bad time, have I?
No, not at all. It's fine.
I wanted to ask if you've chosen.
The truth is...
You're in no rush. No rush at all. Whichever one you choose, or wherever you want it to be, or if you've chosen some other place, I'm at your service. That's where we'll have it.
Thank you very much.
Hasty.
No. Well, I'm in no rush. 2 days ago, I bought you the magazine. From 2 days ago, exactly 48 hours has passed.
But if you need more time to choose, okay, I'll wait.
Don't stress yourself out because of all of this. In no condition will I let you get stressed out. Nobody's in a rush.
I was thinking when you close up and leave.
I wouldn't want you to be worrying about all of this.
Well, thank you very much. I just think that I should definitely call Sarah. I mean, we should call Sarah.
So, Sarah's still a problem, right?
No. The poor girl's... She won't refuse.
It's just that, you see... Well, I should call her anyway. I should talk to her, right?
Okay. We'll talk to her.
When is she coming?
Maybe next week or in 2 weeks' time...
A month ago.
You said in 2 weeks' time. Have you even told her our plans?
Yes, Jamal, I have
told her, but she's got exams and university to think about.
Yes, I know. Very well. We'll wait a bit longer.
Thank you very much.
If you think your mother's in a rush, I'll call her and explain,
No, thank you very much. I think I'm in more of a rush than she is, though. I think this one looks good, right?
I'm frowning.
You're frowning? Well, I've taken more pictures because... Yeah, well, I think this is the one.
No, that's not good at all.
It's not. Well, I think it'll be okay after I've edited it. It's going to be fine.
I think a picture should look good without it being edited. Well, Razzie always used to say that anyway.
Yeah, what I mean was that if you edit it, like, you might like it more, it'll look better. When Grandfather comes and sees, he'll say the same thing, but if you...
Well, I'll wait for Razzie to come back, if that's okay. Did I offend you?
Me? No.
I thought you looked a bit offended.
No. You have to like it. It's your picture.
You see, since I was 2, Razzie took all of my pictures. Think of it as a bad habit of mine.
Nah, that's fine. In any case, you have to like it. It is your picture and you're a customer.
How long have you been here,
Been here for a year, I think.
Then you should know everybody around here, then.
Around here?
Mr. Habibi, Vahid, and that guy, Jamal.
Well, you know them very well, too.
In a way. Jamal, who sells the souvenirs. What's he like?
Well, his souvenirs? Oh, whatever you want from Mashhad, he'll have it. Well, you know everybody here. It looks like you're from here.
Yes, I'm from here, but I didn't mean Jamal's souvenirs. I meant Jamal himself. What kind of a man is he?
Why'd you ask?
Nothing. I just asked. I mean, last time I came here, I swear, I had no specific reason. I just asked. Okay. Won't Razzie come?
Yeah, he has to be here any minute. Are you in a rush?
No, I'm not in a rush, but I'll come back later.
That's fine.
He looks bad-tempered.
Who? Grandfather?
No. Jamal.
Oh, no. Actually, he's a very happy, kind, very... What I mean is... You have to get to know him. He really is a good man.
Excuse me.
Welcome, ma'am. I'm at your service.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Can I help you?
Thank you.
Do you want something specific?
Something specific? No. I mean, the truth is...
Saffron.
No.
Nuts, raisins, crystal sugar.
No, I don't want anything like that. I want to buy a present for my mother.
Oh, for your mother? Well, what's the difference? These are Mashhad souvenirs.
I know, but my mother lives here. I don't want to buy her a souvenir. I want to buy her a present.
Oh. Well, this is everything I have, but I don't know if you can give a souvenir as a present or not. Or would it even be a present then? I don't know.
What do you think is the best thing to buy?
Well... How would I know? You know best.
You mean you don't know what to buy for a woman?
For a woman? Yes, of course I do. It's different, though.
What difference does it make? Imagine a woman the same age as your wife.
Well, my wife... I don't have a wife. I'm not married yet, but I do have plans. God willing, we might get married in a few weeks' time.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well then, you must know very well what you have to buy for your wife.
Yes, I know. I know very well. First, you have to know what she likes. Yes, what her taste is.
I know what she likes, but I wanted your advice. I thought you might have an idea that would maybe help me.
Well, I... what can I... Well, I know... These cashmere prayer mats, they're very nice. But if you don't like these, I bought new designs in. Whoever's seen them has liked them. Take a look at these. These are cashmere as well, but they're tablecloths. Do you see them? They shine. Did you know women? Wherever they go, they spread one of these out.
Then you'd buy cashmere?
Hmm. Yeah, the truth is, I'd like to buy many things. What's the meaning of presents anyway, ma'am? Presents aren't important. Love is what's important. Yes, if you went and bought your mother a single rose, wouldn't that make her happy? Of course it would. You shouldn't show your love with presents. You don't achieve anything with a present. I'm not into this kind of thing anyway. I'm positive my future wife isn't into these things as well. I mean, I want to give her more precious things. I'm sure she's expecting precious things from me. Otherwise, she can have all of these things if she likes. Your mother can have them all as well. Have I been blabbering?
No, not at all.
Well, in short, this shop is all yours. You choose, and I'm at your service.
Thank you. But I think I'll go now, and then I'll come back at a more appropriate time.
Yes, come again. I'd be glad.
Definitely.
Say hi to your mother from me.
And you say hi to your wife as well.
Thank you, I will, definitely.
Excuse me, then.
Goodbye. What can you get for a present? She's right.
Mr. Habibi?
What is
come
it?
Come here for a minute. I have to talk to you. Come on. Something's come up.
What's happened?
Oh, hello.
At last, hello.
Did I say something's happened? No, well, God willing, nothing's happened. Don't worry.
What's happened? Has there been a fight, Vade?
Of course not. A fight at the hotel? A lady's come here.
So?
A young woman.
She wanted a room?
No. What would she want a room for?
Then
she
what?
Wanted to see you.
See me?
Yes.
Well, where is she?
Where is she? Well, I sent her to your office.
To my office?
Yes.
Don't you know the rules? Why didn't you ask her to wait here?
She couldn't wait here, you know. If you go to your office, you'll see why.
What are these detective games you're playing at?
I'm not playing detective. You're playing the police game. Follow me and I'll explain. Come and see.
What is it?
Mr. Habib is here.
Hello?
Hello? Then you're our special guest.
Shh, quiet down.
You're very welcome, my girl. Why didn't you let us know? Why is Vahid playing the detective?
The truth is, Uncle, my mother doesn't know I've come to Mashhad, and I told Vahid to make sure she doesn't find out. I want to surprise her.
You mean Miss Padidar doesn't know you're here?
No, she doesn't. I thought if I surprised her, it would excite her more, because from tomorrow the agency's closing, so I wanted to make her happy before she left, you know?
Yes, it will excite her for sure. So tell me about your exams. Did you do well in all of them?
Oh, they were fine. How's the hotel going? Is everything okay? Is there anything new going
on?
No,
everything's fine, safe and sound. So when are you planning on surprising your mother?
Well, first I want to go to the bazaar and buy something for her. Then in a couple of hours, I'll go and see her.
Okay, she'll be so excited. You mean she didn't know you were even planning on coming?
No, she thinks I'm coming over next week, but I decided to come now. Mr. Habibi, can I ask you something?
Of course, my girl.
Do you know Jamal very well?
Our own Jamal? You're worried, aren't you?
Me? No, I'm not really worried.
It would be strange if you weren't worried, you know. I've known that man for many years now. It'll take some time for you to get used to him, but he's a good man.
I don't know. Oh, thank you anyway. I'll have to talk to my mother myself.
Okay. Now, help yourself.
Thank you very much. I've eaten, Uncle.
Eat something, my girl. Eat something. Come on, that's not for decoration. So tell me what else you've been up to then, eh?
Oh, nothing interesting. Oh, Uncle Rosie, hello.
Oh, hello, my dear girl. You've come at last. You're very welcome. Listen, I talked to your mother this morning. She didn't tell me you were coming here, my dear.
Because she doesn't know. I wanted to surprise her.
Oh, that's a great surprise. She misses you so much.
I haven't seen her yet, Uncle. I came to your shop this morning, but you weren't in.
Yes, my dear. I had some business to attend to.
Hello, Rosie.
Hello. Let's go. Let's go in, yes. So, my dear girl, how's university? How are you doing? Sit down.
Come and sit as well.
Yes, I'll sit down. So tell me what's new. What else are you doing?
Everything's fine, Uncle. I'm great.
My mother's fine.
Well, you see my mother all the time. University's okay. Everything's fine.
Listen, girl, the way you've come so secretly and you still haven't seen your mother, well, it's got me a little worried. Is everything okay?
Yes, Uncle, everything's fine. I mean, everything's fine for now, but I guess some things are starting to happen.
God willing, it's good news, right? Your mother was worried about you, you know. She wanted you to come sooner so she could talk things through with you.
My mother's always worried.
Well, Jamal's a good man, you know.
Uncle, since I've been here, everyone's been coming up and saying that Jamal's a good man. The way they say it, it gives me more butterflies. It makes me doubt him.
No, my dear, don't doubt him. And don't stress yourself out. He's got good intentions, my girl. And since he proposed, well, you know, he's been trying to get her attention. That's all, you know. Yes, my dear, I understand you have every right to be worried. Both of you are worried, well, about each other. But he's a good man. If he's with your mother, you can stop worrying and concentrate on your studies.
I don't know, but I feel as if my mother's mostly worried that I'll come here and then I'll see Jamal and disagree with everything and then mess up their wedding or something. I really don't want my mother to be alone anymore, you know. But I want her to make the right choice, you know?
God rest your father's soul. When he passed away, he left an empty space in your lives. Something was even taken away from this bazaar. We feel that empty space. Nothing filled that space up. Nobody can take another man's place. Everybody has their own.
I know, Uncle Rosie. I'm happy that you know him as well. It's very soothing to me. But still, I... Hello?
Hello. You know Rosie very well.
Rosie? I'm an old customer. I've been taking my pictures here since I was a baby.
Oh, okay. Did you buy a present for your mother?
No, not yet. You see, I've thought a lot about what would make her very happy, but nothing came up.
Nothing came up?
What do you know?
What my wife would really like.
Oh, what?
Her daughter. If her daughter's by her side, nothing will upset her. She'll always be happy. Nothing else would be important. So, if you don't buy her anything, well, she'll still be happy. But you know best, don't you?
Excuse me. Hello? Hi, Mum. How are you? Oh, I'm fine. No? A ticket for what? No, Mother, no, Mum. I don't need a ticket. No. Mother, I will come. I'll come soon. I won't be late. I'll come, Mum. I'll come, I will. Mother, I'm here. I'm in Mashhad, Mum. You heard me. No, I'm not joking. Because you called so many times, you won't let me surprise you. Where am I?
Well, if you come by your office window,
you'll see me.
I'm in Jamal's shop.
She won't answer.
She didn't tell you where she was going?
No.
I did doubt her. I thought a simple customer wouldn't ask so many questions.
Well, nothing's happened yet, Jamal.
Nothing's happened, ma'am. Nothing's happened! I've been preparing for a week to think of what to say or what not to say when she comes over. And then she suddenly comes in and she asks me, what would you buy as a present for your wife? Well, of course I started jabbering.
Is it Sarah's fault you started talking gibberish?
No, it's my own stupid fault. What'll come out of this in the end? That Sarah saw me looking like this and I started talking a load of nonsense. I wasn't dressed properly either.
Sarah doesn't care how you dress. And anyway, you didn't say anything bad.
Why, have you two talked?
No.
You didn't ask her?
Ask what?
You could have asked her what she thought of me.
God!
Don't huff and puff, ma'am. Don't we have to know what she thinks about all of this?
Yes, I know. When she comes back, I'll ask her. Not right then. There's time. When we go home, I will. I only hope that we can change her mind when she refuses.
Why is she against it?
Well, if you think of it as 50-50, it's possible she might refuse.
Then what the hell am I going to do?
Oh, God.
God! I know, your mother and daughter, and you love your daughter very much, and you don't want to upset her for a second. If you weren't such a mother, I'd have thought twice. But I swear on my life, I don't want this to happen if it's going to end up with the two of you fighting or cursing or separating. Maybe we should give it some time.
Hello. Hello, Mother. Hello, my darling, where were you? I was so worried.
Mother.
Why wouldn't you answer your phone?
Hello, Sarah. How are you?
Hello, how are you? Sorry, Mother, my hands were full. Oh, I bought some cakes. Help yourself.
Thank you very much. What's the occasion?
Thank you very much. What for? Do you have to have a reason to buy cakes? For happiness?
Mm-hmm.
Are you happy right now? Aren't you happy?
Well, I should personally apologise for my behaviour in the shop. Because... Well, it's been a while since I saw you, and you've grown so much.
Thank you very much. I've come to take you to Razzie's shop. Why are we going there? For no reason, Mother. I thought now that we're all here, it'd be nice for us to gather round there before the bank holidays and all that. Okay, we will, but before that, I want to talk to you.
If it's not rude of me, I need to talk to you as well.
I think we have a lot of time to talk. Before any of that, I have a favour to ask you.
We're listening.
I'm staying here till the end of this month. While I'm here, I want you to have your wedding as soon as possible. My darling.
Thank you, God. Razzie! Razzie!
Oh, my darling. I love you. I missed you so much, Mum.
Me too.
I don't remember the first picture I took here. I was so small, and I was crying. You see, I was scared of cameras. I was scared of the photographer as well. For many times, I was afraid of so many things. For no reason. My mother would say, instead of letting these frights make you take a step back, try to take a step forward. Then you'll find out that there was no reason for you to be frightened, and no reason to worry. My mother and I always took the steps together. We always walked by each other's side. From those first steps, we were always together. And we always will be. And we still are. And whenever we forget, we only have to remind each other that we only have to take one step forward. And this is one of them. We only have to take one step forward together.
You're ready? Miss Padidar, Jamal, take your place. Okay, now, get ready. 3, 2, 1. Congratulations.
پشت همین پنجره تنهام بذار، میخوام پر از نم نم بارون بشم، جایی میونه بودن و نبودن، میخوام تو این خاطر مهمون بشم، کبوتر مسافرم میگردم، تو این گذر دنبال خاطراتم، اینجا پر از حال و هوای عشق، هر جا بری مثل سایه بهاتم، جوانیامون توی قاب عکسا شبیه اسکناس تا نخوردن، یه عمریه عبر به ها دقیقا خطوط چهره ما رو شمردن، جوانیامون توی قاب عکسا شبیه اسکناس تا نخوردن، یه عمریه عقربه ها دقیقا خطوط چهره ما رو شمردن، من تو خودم گم شده بودم، اما من اومدم راه و نشونم بدی، تو شهر تو هیچ کسی گم نمیشه، من اومدم تا تو امونم بدی، تو شهر تو هیچ کسی گم نمیشه.